They always tell you, date men that love their mothers. No. No. Date men who don't have mothers anymore. Now, here's the thing about being divorced. So I feel a little alienated still from my married friends. Like, my friends will now call me to tell me what I'm not invited to. I used to go to a couple's dinner every weekend. I'm still friends with all of the people. I'm just not in a couple anymore. But my friend decided I can't come. And she said, I'm just calling to say maybe you and I together start a new tradition. But I think the couple's dinner thing, I feel like it might be weird if you come alone because, I don't know, we don't want you to be sad. I go, I won't be sad. You'd be uncomfortable. That's what it is. Because see, I think inviting a divorced woman to like a married person's dinner, it's kind of like inviting like a political radical to show up. You know what I mean? Like, I might just like bust down the door with some pamphlets and start telling the truth about some things, man. You know, like, hey, it turns out it is just a piece of paper. You know, like, guys gained all this weight, right, since you've been married, and you think, oh, thank God we're not in that single scene. It's so judgmental out there. Not true. You can have Silent on your face. Everyone's fucking each other out here. It's a good time. You can get right back into it. I did gain some weight after I got married. I gained 40 pounds in a year. Yeah, it was a lot. I've lost it since then. But the married people thought that that was normal. And they would say things to me, that's your body. It does that after marriage. It adds a protective layer of what? Skin that my husband doesn't want to have sex with me? What, like, what? No, Jen, you're not understanding. You're nesting. You're nesting. I go, oh, I thought I was eating a block of cheese with my bare hands like a sandwich in front of the TV. No, nesting. It's hard when you gain weight because I don't know if you're someone that, if you weigh yourself once a day, a pound here, a pound there, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the kind where you can tell you've gained a lot and you're like, I know what I'll do. I will not get on the scale. I will lose the weight I think I've gained, then get on the scale to the weight I want, and then it's fine. Like, but and you keep doing that, and then suddenly you're wearing bath towels and you're like, what? I've always worn these, you know? Like, it's hard to admit to yourself. And as a woman who gained the weight, it pants didn't fit anymore, but not where you would think, like right here. Suddenly my pants didn't fit here. And I was like, did my balls drop? No one tells women that that happens. So I start making promises to myself. I belonged to a gym, but that wasn't good enough. The reason it wasn't working is because I wasn't going. But in my head, I had to come up with something new. So I was like, I'm gonna start jogging at 6 every morning. Be done by 7, have the whole day ahead of me. Why didn't I think of this before? So go to bed at like 9 or 10, get a nice 8-9 hour sleep, set the alarm. Here we go, 6 a.m. And then it rings at 6 a.m. and you feel like a totally different person. You're like, what the fuck? I'm not getting up. There's murderers out there. It's dark out. Not even farmers are awake right now. They can't see the crops. Who the fuck gets up at 6 a.m.? Rapists, all kinds of crack people that still think it's the same night. Like, I'm not going out there. What am I, a nurse? I don't need to get up this early. And why am I getting up early? To lose weight? For what? For society? Oh, for men? I don't think so. I'm a sus healthy. And I just, no one's saying anything. It's just me in my bed yelling. It is tough though. When you get on that scale and you see that 40 pounds, you're like, oh shit. I'm either gonna have to gain 40 more and really like own it, you know? Get my own daytime talk show as a judge. Or you gotta lose it like that night and do stuff like jog at 6 a.m. I don't have any dieting tips for you. I just eventually lost the weight, I think by standing up, watching reruns, and smoking the occasional cigarette. Don't do it. But it did work. And I think divorce helps too. Your weight doesn't want anything to do with you either. It's just like, oh God, get away from her. It just runs away.
Watch Jen Kirkman, I'm Gonna Die Alone, and I Feel Fine, only on Netflix.